AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is considering a request made today by the mayor of Baltimore.
I'm asking the Department of Justice to investigate if our police department has engaged in a pattern or practice of stops, searches, or arrests that violate the Fourth Amendment.
That is the right against unreasonable searches and seizures. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says Baltimore has had a fractured relationship between the police and the community. Almost 4 months after the allegations of deflated football surfaced against the New England Patriots, the NFL has released its investigation. The AP's Warren Levinson reports two Patriots staff members are likely to have been involved.
The report includes text messages between locker room attendant Jim McNally and equipment associate John Jastrzemski, implying they were deflating balls in exchange for shoes and signed footballs from quarterback Tom Brady. The texts imply Brady had previously been dissatisfied with the feel of game balls.
The report says there's no evidence Patriots owner Robert Kraft, coach Bill Belichick, or anyone on the coaching staff knew about the scheme. A report released in the Senate says the Department of Veterans Affairs has been trying to reduce backlogs in claims, but it's not enough. A bill has been filed for the General Accounting Office to investigate all 56 regional VA offices for problems. Nevada Republican Dean Heller is co-chair of the group.
No witch hunt, just an opportunity for us to open their books and take a look at it. If there are ways for improvement, we're all for it. That's why we're pushing the investigation and the audits.
On Capitol Hill today, a high-ranking State Department official says it's not acceptable for any employee there to do government business on a private email server like former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton did. Joyce Barr says that's now been made clear to all department employees. Weak economic news kept stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 86 points. This is AP Radio News. The top leaders at the Pentagon say setting up a humanitarian safe zone is possible in Syria, but it wouldn't be easy.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin's among senators pushing a safe zone for the hundreds of thousands caught in the Syrian crossfire.
It is the humanitarian crisis of our time.
At a Senate hearing, Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey said establishing a zone is doable.
Of course, militarily we can do it.
But says it would mean redeploying forces stationed elsewhere. And Defense Secretary Ash Carter warned Islamic State militants and Syrian government forces would target a zone.
That's a combat mission and a major combat mission.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Investigators say the co-pilot of the German Wings Flight 9525 appears to have practiced sending the plane into a deadly descent on another flight just 2 hours before he intentionally crashed the plane into the French Alps. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.